The Fan on Demand. Go to fan590.com and sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights. Andrew Crystal? Oh, he's just a big old teddy bear.
The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Go ahead. Poke the bear. Crystal Nation. A wicked. Andrew Crystal in the morning on Toronto's Sports Radio. The Fan 590.
This is the Fan 590, 703 right now, 4 degrees, going up to 7 degrees.
Well, I heard you crying loud, all the way across town.
Howard Berger joins us. Listen, I believe that the media should back off Brian Burke. I think that this guy has proven to be a winner. He built the team that Vancouver has. He built the winner in Anaheim. He's under a lot of strain right now. And in a few moments, I want to ask you if maybe the media should back off on this guy. He says he's had tragedy in his personal life. And I think there's a point at which, you know, remember, you're heading to work this morning. Imagine with your job, you have people that are paid in print, radio, and television, pay a lot of money to follow everything that you do. And every time that there's a problem or a screw up, you're discussed. So everything that you do is monitored. Wouldn't that be an incredible pain in the ass? How difficult would that be? And if you have a setback in your personal life or a tragedy befalls your family, you know, and you're doing your best at the job, I look at the situation with Leaf King Brian Burke, who is the most important sports figure in the city right now. I mean, I guess you have Paul Beeston too. But Burke is the most important sports figure in the city. And I think that given what's happened to Brian Burke in the tragedy where he lost his son in a car accident and all the pressure that he's under, I wonder, you know, this is where I have a problem, being a member of the sports media, you know, tearing a strip off a guy who's doing his best, who's gutsy and ballsy. We know that the FNUF trade, you can argue about him being captain or not, but he cleared out a lot of deadwood with that trade. We got Keith Ollie, who could be a real bright light on the D, as well as FNUF. So I don't think anybody can fault that particular trade. You can talk about the merits of FNUF if you want. And we lost Ian White in the deal, who was a decent player. But my problem as a person following the sport and talking to you about it each and every morning is I have a personal problem being critical of Brian Burke because of the kind of guy he is. He's a decent guy. He's got lots of bluster and lots of mustard, etc. But he has had a really tough time. And at a certain point, I think that you want to separate, at least as a human being, you know, what you do for a job and who somebody is as a person. And so I'm saying to you this morning, and I want to bring Howard Berger on in a minute, but I'm saying to you this morning, is it time for the media to maybe back off Brian Burke? And I know that he seeks the spotlight with the job. But at a certain point, can't this pressure be a super turnoff for the guy on the job? And I just don't like, I don't feel comfortable taking Burke on or criticizing him when I see what's gone on with the Leafs, all the pressure around the Toronto Maple Leafs. And maybe you could say I'm going soft. Crystal, you're going soft. That's okay. And I spoke yesterday about a sensitive subject with Howard Berger, and it's on his blog. He wrote about it saying, look what this guy's gone through. You know, I don't think any of us, unless this has happened to you, can, you know, how does someone cope? How does a parent cope with the loss of a kid? You never get over it. And yesterday I brought up the issue, if you're a grieving father or mother, how well can you do your job? And is there a distraction with Brian Burke if the grieving process has not run its course? Later on, we'll be speaking to Todd Kays, a sports psychologist. And he also deals with grief counseling and understands how this affects athletes. If they lose a member of their family, how can they perform? This is a valid question. How can you, as an athlete or as a sports executive or anybody, perform if you've had a devastating loss? And everybody's different. We know that. And at 7:41, I'm going to talk to Todd Kays, and you're going to talk to him with me and tell me how you have performed in your life when you've had to deal with a loss. If you've got a star athlete and, you know, his wife has died, do you think that that guy is going to be skating the same way or running the football the same way or throwing hoops the same way? And how long does it take to get over it? Some guys go, well, you know what? I got X amount of money. All this crap isn't worth it. I don't really care about being a performing SEAL for you, the fan, anymore. I'm tired of this SH. And some of them say that to themselves, but don't really consciously admit it. But really, the light's gone out, and they're thinking about other things. They're thinking about their family. They're thinking about that missing chair at the table. And, you know, the Christmas season is coming up. And, you know, this is a very, very difficult time for people that go through this, that don't have somebody there, that are missing that person in their family. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's yourself. Maybe it's a family member. And that's why the Christmas season is so difficult for so many people. So here I sit, bloviating about the Leafs every day, going on, ripping people, paid to do it. Now I have the Brian Burke situation. And when I read that blog that Howard Berger wrote on Burke, talking about how tough the loss has looked on his face, what he's undergone as a man, I sit here and I say to myself, as I talk to you every morning, and I say, you know what? I just don't like to do it. This is a guy who I'm going to have a hard time criticizing because of the great guy he is and what he's endured. Is it time for the media to back off on Brian Burke? He's had a horrible loss, the loss of his son. And, you know, he's got a tough job here in Toronto. You know that. And I just wonder if we should cut this guy some slack. You know, he's a winner. Maybe the media should back off on him. You know, I know that they won't, but maybe we should. And maybe I can plant the seed to maybe cut him some slack. I don't know. But I need to talk to you about it this morning because I was quite frankly having trouble with this. And I would like you, the sports fan, to tell me what you think should be done. 416-870-0590, *590 on your cell phone. Howard Berger, should the media cut Brian Burke some slack?
No, I think the media should continue to look at Brian Burke as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and that's the way he wants it. He's been very busy the past week and a bit, Andrew, looking at other teams and is trying to improve the Maple Leafs. He wasn't at the game the other night. I'm sure he feels badly in some way that he missed maybe the most exciting, bizarre game of the season and a rare victory for the club. But he's been running around, looking at other games, looking at other teams. He knows he can't sit still on this issue with the Maple Leafs, and he continues on.
You say I want to talk about Dion Phaneuf, and then I'm going to let you go because I want to talk to you, the sports fan, about this issue of whether or not a player, if he's had a loss, or a general manager, if he's had a loss, if there's a point at which the media should just back off on these people.
You know, the one thing they don't get, people in the sports media in this country, and you're right, you made a point before about saying how many people, you know, in their daily lives have others that are paid to, you know, criticize them or look at their jobs. I mean, the one thing that sports figures in this country anyway, to this point, and I hope I'm not giving anybody any ideas, one thing they don't have is when they step out of their apartment or their house, they don't have 12 or 13 people with flashbulbs flashing away, and then when they get into their cars, having those people get on motorcycles and drive after them. That's what the famous people all over the world have to deal with every day now, the silly paparazzi and the people trying to get the photos.
I think
Brian Burke will take his lot in professional life right now.
Okay, can you hang on, Howard, because
sure,
I want to talk about
FNUF,
but I first want to go to you, the sports fan. What should the media do? I want to go to your calls right now. Howard, should the media back off on Brian Burke?
You're asking me that?
No, I'm sorry. I'm asking Joe that.
It's not a question of backing off, but I think what you're doing is absolutely right, and that is putting it in context. These guys are general managers, they're players, they're whatever they may be. They may be business people, but at the end of the day, they're people. And they all go through this kind of stuff. Burke's not the only guy. And you need to put things in context. And I think that's something that the media quite often conveniently casts aside. And I don't mind if you're going to evaluate and criticize or praise him for what he's doing as a general manager, but do it within the context of, you know, what really happens and how difficult decisions are.
Okay.
You know, if it was easy, any monkey could do it.
Thanks, but Joe. Just got to move on. I appreciate your call. Louie and Bolton, should the media back off on Burke?
I think they have fair game. He's had a bit of time since the incident happened, and not only that, if it's bothering him as much, he's got Dave Nonis there as a right-hand man who could take over for a little bit of time. And if it's affecting him, maybe you should take a little time off and let Nonis take over for a bit.
Okay, I'm going to continue this topic after the break, so just keep it here. We're coming back to talk to you about this at 7:21. Is it time to back off when it comes to Brian Burke, Leaf general manager? Also, we'll get an update on Dion Phaneuf, because Howard spoke to Phaneuf. Whether or not this guy will ever be the same after this injury. Like, this was very serious, remember.
Crystal Nation Awaken. Andrew Crystal in the morning on Toronto Sports Radio. The Fan 590.
7:21 on the Fan 590. 5 degrees. Going up to 7. Okay. It was said to me, both confidentially and openly, that Leaf general manager Brian Burke is not fully there, that he's still grieving the loss of his son, who died tragically fairly recently. And I'm wondering if the media should cut this man a little slack. Howard Berger wrote on his blog how he looked like a beaten man, etc. And look, you're going to work today, you're getting up. Imagine clowns like me paid to talk about you all the time. You know, people like Jeff Blair writing in the newspaper, Stephen Brunt writing in the Globe and Mail, Bob McCowan on television, on the radio, talking about your performance. That we're paid to talk about, and let's face it, this is the Leaf Nation, a term that I coined. We care about the Leafs an awful lot. The most important job in this city is Brian Burke's job. That's the most important job. But I wonder, given what's happened to Brian, given the fact that he's a winner, should the media back off on this fellow a bit? You know? Now, later I'll have a sports psychologist on to talk about, you know, things that go on. Look at, remember Wellwood? Remember what a great player he was? Didn't have his head in it. You know, when your head isn't in the game, what happens to your game? So, and I don't know if that's the case with Brian Burke, but the question was raised to me. And so what happened is I'm at home and I'm watching television, okay? And I'm thinking about this man and I'm thinking of what Howard Berger wrote on his blog. And I'm saying, how can I get up every morning and talk to you and, you know, criticize the Leafs or criticize Burke? Because I like the guy. I respect the guy. He is a great hockey man and he's gone through a big loss. and I don't feel comfortable ripping them. So I'm asking you, what should I do? And should the media back off on Brian Burke? That very simple question. 416-870-0590, star 590 in your cellar, 1-888-666-0590. Let's go out to Chris in Burlington.
Hi, Andrew.
Thanks for calling the Fan 590.
Hi. I just think that Berkey kind of holds himself accountable to everything. He'll admit that he's perfect. He's done, but I'll tell you that.
Okay, having trouble with your cell phone. We move to another call. I thank you for that. Sorry about that. But so Berkey can take it, you're saying. Brad and Barry.
Oh, how's it going?
Thanks for calling the Fan 590.
Good. Listen, excuse me, but with Burke, he's a great hockey man. He knows what he has to do. I think he's made some not-so-great decisions lately with regards to going tough and strong versus skilled and fast. The media has to be patient with him. We realize that he's had some personal things that he's had to deal with. But you know what? We've just gone through having Ferguson in charge. And, you know, this coach is this general manager that we have now, Burke, he's inherited a sinking ship. So you could the looks on his face, he realizes what he's dealing with here. And
you see it. Like, you're watching the game, Brad, and you see him in the, you know, up in the press box, and you see the look on his face. You know this guy wants to win, right? My heart goes out to Brian Burke.
Oh, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And we've got to give this guy some time just to figure things out. And the personal tragedy stuff, I mean, God bless him. We hopefully he can work all that out. But I think we got the right guy. We're going to be fine.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Should the media back off on Brian Burke? Simple question. John and Maple.
Hi. First of all, Brian Burke did not build the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. It was Murray. But, and also, if Brian Burke was Ferguson, after pulling the Kessel deal, after signing Komisarek, after signing Beauchevant, he's crucified this franchise. We have no hope. We have no future. And Brian, it's not personal. It's business. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or star 590. Don't agree with everything you said, but thanks for your call. Kevin in Georgetown.
Yeah, I think things should stay. If you're looking at it from a personal standpoint with Brian Burke and him, you know, getting over things, things should stay as they are. I mean, as a father myself, I know if I had those kind of circumstances, I'd want anything to distract me, anything to take my mind off it. And being employed with the Maple Leafs will certainly do that. So I think it's good for him.
Thank you very much for your call. John in Toronto. The last caller saying, now look, work is good therapy for sure. But, you know, should the media back off on Brian Burke, given what he's undergone personally?
Hey, Andrew, I think your thesis is great, but a problem I'm having is we're called, and Brian has called us, the center of the hockey universe, Benka, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe he needs to take, if you're thinking he's grieving that hard, I mean, he looks haggard, but that's how he always looks. Maybe he needs to take some time off, let somebody else run the Mecca, and then maybe, and I have to say this sincerely, what about the grieving family who might be grieving for their mother who didn't get a job at the CBC because Brian Burke's wife got it? Can we grieve for them as well?
Okay, but that's an invidious comparison. We're talking about the loss of somebody's son here, okay? A parent losing a kid. You know, when you talk about a job, whatever, you're being, you know, you're being facetious. You cannot conflate the loss of a child to the loss of a job. You know, you're in sarcasm noted, but anyway, I think that was a cheap shot. Nate.
Morning, Andrew.
Thanks for calling the Fan 590. Brian Burke. Is it time for the media to back off on Brian Burke?
Absolutely. I think when Brian was hired, everybody thought that was one of the greatest things the Leafs did. And the same guys that are criticizing now was the one that came out and wrote all this crap in the papers, you know what I mean?
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. John in Stouffville, is it time for the media to back off on Brian Burke?
Yeah, I think so. But at the same time, I mean, I understand that he's grieving and you know, he may have a hard time with it. But at the same time, the show still must go on, right? I mean, he's got support staff that's supposed to help him. If he's that far into it, I think he should maybe take a step back and deal with his problems and let the other people take care of the situation.
Do I treat him as if nothing has happened in his personal life? Do I treat him as if he has not suffered a loss? This is my problem. I have trouble when I discuss Brian. I'm still discussing Brian the man, and I cannot extricate his loss with his job. I can't separate the personal from the professional because we're talking about a human being, not a robot.
Absolutely.
So I can't separate the two. And, you know, let's face it, whatever job you're doing, you as a parent, if you lost your kid, how, you know, are you going to be off your game? Are you going to be concentrating on your job? How, like, everybody's different. Everybody's different, but the question remains, right?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. But at the same time, business still has to run and it still has to go on. So he has to either, I don't know, try to find somebody else or maybe take a step back, like I said. But, you know, I think he's doing a pretty good job, though.
I agree. Thank you, John. You know, the Kessel deal, whatever. I mean, Kessel's a great player, but you do have to build through the draft because you can't do it through free agency anymore, and you can't write checks because of the cap, so you can't buy your way out of a problem like the Leafs have done in the past. So you do have to use the draft. So the Kessel was, we all know that was overpaid for, but Phaneuf trade probably cleared a lot of deadwood. Whether or not you think how good a captain he is or not, you know. But I'm just wondering, in terms of the intensity on Burke, should the media back off a bit when it comes to making judgments on this man and his work? Rob?
Yeah, 100%, guys. They definitely need to back off Brian Burke. I mean, this guy wanted to come to Toronto. I mean, you got to give the guy some time. He's putting a team together. You can't just expect him to win a Stanley Cup right away, and that's what Toronto expects. They want this team to be number one right away, right from the get-go. And he came in here, he's got to put the pieces together, and you got to back off the guy. He's doing the right thing. He's the right GM for the job, 100%. He's going to bring this team to a Stanley Cup contender. You just got to give him some time.
Like, thanks, Rob. I feel sorry for Brian Burke. This is a tough city, you know, to do that job in. And he has had some personal tragedy. Tom, what do you do if you're in the media?
Well, they do need to lay off, because despite all the personal tragedy and that he has had in his life, I don't think he's doing that bad of a job. You know, he shows up for work, and he doesn't want Toronto to lose. He's doing his best. And as far as the Kessel deal, like, they're getting a proven goal scorer who's probably going to get you 30 goals for the next 10 years. He's going to be in the prime of his life. And draft picks, they're unproven. So you don't know what you're going to get with Seguin there.
That's what Burke has said. Thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate your call. 416-870-590 had Howard Berger. Very quickly, we will go to Tom, and we will get an update on Dion Phaneuf and his injury with Howard Berger, who spoke to the captain yesterday. Tom and T.O., is it time for the media to back off Brian Burke?
I don't think Burke would want him to back off. Knowing the kind of guy he was, he wouldn't want anything to change. The concern I have is it might take time for it to sink in. Like, right now, the job is a distraction to him and his family. Bob Gainey went through the same thing. He lost a child in Montreal, high-pressure city.
How do you function after that? How do you cope with that? That's what I'm wondering.
You're going on fumes for the first little while, and then it's after a while it sinks in, and Bob Gainey last year had to take a step back. Now, I mean, part of that is, you know, it's the Habs, and who wants to associate themselves with the Habs, so maybe reality kicked in. But, you know, for a while you are running on fumes before you can, and it's only so long that you can keep it up.
Thank you for your call, Tom. The question was raised to me, has Brian Burke sufficiently healed? Has the grieving process run its course enough for him to really have his head in the game? That was brought up to me, and I'm wondering about this human being, never mind general manager, if maybe the media should back off on Brian Burke. Now, ahead at 7:41, we'll talk about, with a sports psychologist, Todd Kays, will talk to us about, you know, how your sports figures, how they cope when they have to contend with big losses. And how do you cope with a big loss in your job? That's ahead at 7:41 on the Fan 590. Howard Berger joins us, 7:33 right now. Leafs reporter Howard Berger for the Fan 590. Tell me about Dion Phaneuf. You spoke to him yesterday. We have tape. What's going on?
Well, he met with the media yesterday for the first time, Andrew, since the gash in his leg that required surgery last week, or almost 2 weeks ago now, when the Leafs played Ottawa, and showed us the scar on the inside of his leg. And I think the most poignant comment he made was, and, you know, Dion sometimes isn't, you know, we've gotten to know him a little bit. He's not really given to overly flowery commentary or great descriptive commentary. I think he's capable of that, but he, you know, usually holds it back in media situations. But he did say, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, if you want to go to fan590.com, there's an interview there and his comments from yesterday in the media scrum. But he did say something along the lines of, when you look at a scar, you look at a cut on your leg and you can see through the cut to the bone of your leg, it's a little bit scary. And so that isn't
hang on, let's
right now.
Let's
hopefully people aren't having their breakfast right
I've
now.
I've got your tape. If you're having breakfast, well, just be careful. But this this is Howard Berger's tape with Dion Phaneuf.
You know, when you pull your pant leg up and you can see inside your leg, it's not a very good feeling. I knew I had to get off as quick as possible. I've definitely got a lot better the last couple of days, and getting off the crutches was a big step. Walking's a big thing just in itself.
Is the cut too deep? Will he fully heal from this, Howard Berger?
He's fine. No, I mean, as we talked about at the time of the injury, I mean, it nicked the bottom of his or the top part of his medial collateral ligament. That really could have been, a worse situation if that had been torn completely, although it's probably not quite as bad as the ACL, the other ligament, the anterior cruciate. But it also came very close to an artery, and if it breaks an artery, then that's bad. Then you've got to, it could be a life and death situation if you start bleeding out.
So how's Jaguar going to do it? How's Jaguar?
Jaguar's got a groin injury. It's going to keep him out, according to the Maple Leafs, 1 to 2 weeks. And, you know, groin injuries are very difficult to
They sometimes
manage.
Never heal properly.
So Phaneuf
is on the mend. He'll be back soon. When?
He said yesterday there's probably no change in the 4 to 6 week period. I would tend to think more towards 6 weeks.
Thanks, Howard Berger. Appreciate that. 7:35 right now on the Fan 590. Ahead, how cocky is too cocky? Flyers Richard saying, man, is it just a cocky bastard? I say, when it comes to swagger, you can never have too much. So PK, some people, want to take this guy down a peg or two. I say, bring it on. The more swagger, the better when it comes to your favorite athlete. 7:35, Fan 590 traffic for Rogers' exclusive handset protection guarantee. Helena, you're a bit cocky.
No, never. Perky. You got the
perky?
Words wrong.
All right. Okay. Maybe that's the other's me. I'm cocky and perky.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say I'm perky cocky.
But not often, right?
That's right.
Take control. Join the Sport Authority panel and tell us what to do. Online at fan590.com. Andrew Crystal in the morning on Toronto Sports Radio, The Fan 590.
This is The Fan 590, 742 right now, 5 degrees. Going up to 7, a bit cooler today. Might rain on you. You see it all the time, not just in the headlines, but with your own family. And we know that athletes are people too. They're not robots. And when things happen, it's hard to get over things. Sports psychologist, co-author of Sports Psychology for Dummies from Ohio State, Dr. Todd Case, joins me. Now, former Leaf and the assistant coach of the Ottawa Senators, Luke Richardson, suffered a terrible tragedy in his family. His 14-year-old daughter committed suicide, and the team attended the funeral yesterday in Ottawa. They flew to Carolina, lost that night to the Hurricanes 7-1. But whether it's Leaf general manager Brian Burke's tragedy with his son in a car accident, or Luke Richardson's daughter, 14 years of age, committing suicide, this affects performance. Dr. Todd Case, tell us about the grieving process. It's different for everybody, but the impact that these tragedies have on players and teams, and the process. Can you help us with this a bit?
Sure. I think the first thing in these two situations you have to realize is that it was the son and daughter. And so that's usually the hardest. It's one of the hardest things rated, and researchers show this, that when somebody loses a child, it's one of the rated D hardest event ever in a person's life, because it's out of the natural order. As parents, we're supposed to die before our children. So that is one of the hardest, if it is the hardest grieving process to go through, simply because it's out of the natural order. And so it does absolutely affect the team, and it affects the administration, it affects everybody. And I think the first thing they have to realize is it's because it's out of the natural order, it comes as a shock, and so there's a slightly different grieving process for everybody.
But, okay, Dr. Case, and this is, earlier I was talking about Leafs general manager Brian Burke and whether or not the media should back off on this guy, because the difference is when I have a problem, I'm on the air, of course, and when my mom was dying, I went on antidepressants for a brief period and realized that wasn't working for me, so I just dealt with it myself. But it was very, very tough seeing her die of Parkinson's and stroke. Now, that is, my mom dying at 80 is not the same as losing a kid. Dying of natural causes is not, so I'm not comparing the two, but everybody is a loss. But you going to work today, whatever you're going through, it's tough enough for you making your job happen and earning your money when you deal with a family tragedy. What is that like, Dr. Todd Case, when you're a Brian Burke or a Luke Richardson or an athlete and you have to perform and you have incredible scrutiny? How does that work out?
Well, they have to determine, and they have to dictate for themselves, and that's a hard decision for them to make. Brian and Luke both have to make decisions for themselves, being in the public eye. What is going to be best for them in terms of grieving process and how they're going to cope. Some people, obviously social support and having the support around them, is going to help him. I believe that Brian and Luke have both been helped by their team and by the players and by the management, and so that's going to help him, but it is going to be a one-day-at-a-time process.
But is there an ethical code of conduct with the media with this, Todd Case? How is that a fair playing field, though? You know, like, how do you approach or rip a guy, whether it's print, radio, newspaper, television, whatever? How do you approach these people who are contending with loss, still dealing with it, and you see them doing their best? Right? Like, I find it tough to criticize Brian Burke personally. This is my problem.
It is tough. Brian, just like everybody, whether you're a general manager of a professional hockey team or a teacher or a nurse, you have to get back into your work, period. And is that easy? Not at all. Is it the best performance that you give because of the distractions and the loss? No. But at the same time, I think Brian and Luke both realize that it's part of the territory by being in that position, that is going to be part of the territory, and that they may get asked questions, and that they are going to have to focus because there is an organization depending on them. As the media, I believe there is an ethical obligation to be sensitive to it. Certainly, in terms of the grieving process, I think we need to respect their wishes in terms of just simply asking about it or bringing it up. But at some point, you know, life goes back on. And that's the sad thing, that when somebody dies in our lives, we think that the whole world should stop. But unfortunately, the reality is it doesn't.
What if life doesn't go back on, though? Dr. Case, you know that the grieving process is different for everybody, right?
Yes.
What if it never goes on, and all of a sudden you have one of these road to Damascus moments where it's like, well, none of this matters. I've got X amount of dollars. I've already done certain things in my life. I've really accomplished what I want to. Whether or not the Senators or the Leafs achieve Valhalla, there are more important things, and it's okay, but it's not the be-all and end-all. When a person, you know, you don't know if a person's had that moment or not, or how much they care, but a loss can take an awful lot out of you that you can't, as a competitor, reclaim.
Absolutely. And there is no telling how anybody's going to react. There are many individuals over the years who have put things in perspective, and they have decided to leave sports altogether because of a tragedy in their life, and that has put them in perspective. It's not a question of right, wrong, good, or bad. It's a question of what's right for that individual person. And some just realize if they're not coping well, that's when they need to get outside support. And certainly, at least in my practice over the years, I have turned much more of my focus to high-level coaches and executives within organizations, in professional organizations, because of these types of things, whether it be the death of a child, family issues going on at home, or the distractions that everybody in the world faces. They have to deal with them, and if they're not able to cope with that, they can seek the outside support, for example, of a sports psychologist who can help them figure this out and at least work towards improving and getting back to their performance.
But people should try and get help because the help is there. And sometimes you think you're giving 100%, but it's just not any anymore because too much has been taken away from your life. Thank you, Dr. Todd Kays. I appreciate your time joining us here on the Fan 590.
No problem.
Dr. Todd Kays from Ohio State, sports psychologist, the co-author of Sports Psychology for Dummies, talking about how athletes and sports executives deal with major tragedies in their lives. In the case of Luke Richardson and the tragedy with his 14-year-old daughter, and Brian Burke contending with the loss of his son. God bless to all those that have to deal with tragic loss. 751 on the Fan. A very interesting thing has happened in the world of sports that I want to relate to you right now. Now, it's not the biggest thing, but I find it very interesting. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and say, boy, what an a-hole P.K. Subban is. Boy, you know, I know you hate the Habs, Crystal, but this PK is a real tool. What a cocky bastard. I can't wait for that guy to get his comeuppance. And guess what? Guess what happened? Hard rock centerman Mike Richards of the Flyers, the quintessential Canuck hockey player, had this to say about PK.
It's a guy that has come in the league and hasn't earned respect, and it's just frustrating to see a young guy like that come in here and somewhat just think he's better than a lot of people. And you got to earn respect in this league. It takes a lot. You can't just come in here and a rookie and play like that. It's not the way to get respect from other players around the league. And hopefully someone on their team addresses it, because I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but something might happen to him if he continues to be that cocky.
Something might happen to him, says Mike Richards. Like, how about a little smash in the mouth? Get that smirk off your face, you cocky bastard. This is the approach some NHLers seem to be taking with P.K. Subban and his holier-than-thou attitude. Now, I submit to you, the sports fan, that there can never be too much swagger. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or *590 on your cell. Dan Dunleavy joins us. What say you?
That's PK. I've known him for a long time as a hockey player. That's what's got him to where he is in the NHL, that confidence, that swagger. It's not going to change, nor should it. And as far as Mike Richards is concerned, gee, a Philadelphia Flyer talking like somebody else is playing like a thug, talking too much, fighting too much, dirty hits, cheap shots.
But that's
the
not
Philadelphia
swagger.
Freaking Flyers.
But
are you kidding me?
That's not swagger.
Are you kidding me?
That's not swagger.
What, he can't handle P.K. Subban? Turn around and smack him in the face then if he can't handle it.
That's what he says he's going to do.
Well, man up and do it. Don't talk about it. Turn around and smack him in the face. P.K. can handle himself.
Do you think P.K. deserves a smack in the face?
Maybe he does. I also know P.K. can handle it.
All right. Do you think he's too cocky? That's the question. My question. I don't believe an athlete can be too cocky, especially when he's on your team. Now, I hate PK putting that on with the Habs because I can't stand the Montreal Canadiens. I hope they all get urinary tract infections. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or *590.
This just in, a supply of catheters have been sent to the Bell Center in Montreal.
Exactly. Exactly. A pox on all their houses. I hope when they pee, it burns.
You would wish that on another man?
Absolutely, especially a Habs fan or player.
Wow.
I say they're both the same. Okay, how cocky is too cocky? Dean in Mississauga, can you ever have too much swagger as an athlete?
First of all, I think he has a good swagger, and why not? The thing is with Richards, I don't know, what does Subban have to do to earn respect? Take out a guy like he took out Booth? Richards is one of the dirtiest players in the league. And this guy, and to be honest with you, if you saw the play, big Mr. Richards decides to pick on Andre Kostitsyn, who's never gotten a fight in his life. He's pushing him in the boards. And so Subban steps in, and why not? I'd want a teammate like that on my team.
All right, thank you. Thanks for your call. Just got to move on quickly. It is 7:55 on the Fan 590. Dean in North York, can you ever have too much swagger as an athlete?
You know what, Adam? Definitely not. Elite athletes are elite athletes because they have an incredible amount of confidence. They've been groomed that way. And for Richards to say that, I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm sure he's the exact same way. Pekan's an incredible young hockey player, and the league's lucky to have someone like that, and so are the Habs.
Thank you for your call. 7:55 right now on the Fan 590. I had it 8:02. An 8-year-old football fan in Cleveland wearing a Jets jersey gets tackled by a drunken Browns fan. Look, when it comes to going to an opposing arena, should you downplay it? And I'll tell you what happened to my wife in Philadelphia and how they stomped on a Canadian flag. That was back in 2003. Yeah. So much for the city of brotherly love.